This is the third module in our LLC series. We've now filed the Articles of Organization, and in theory, we have a LLC at the state level. Everybody's been notified, we've been published, and we're ready to go. The first thing you probably have to do after you get your LLC filed, or even as soon as you get your name nailed down, is you need to file for a tax ID number, because you're going to need the tax ID number to open up your bank account and pretty much do anything else you want to do with your LLC. The tax ID number is the Social Security number for your company. There are different ways that you can tax an LLC, but that really doesn't matter. Every LLC has to have a tax ID number if you're going to be taxed as a partnership, a limited partnership, or a C or an S corporation. You're going to need the tax ID number. You might note that if you are going to be taxed as a disregarded entity or a sole proprietorship, you are going to be using your Social Security number. You do not apply for an employer identification number or an EIN number. The IRS is changing its procedures faster than I can keep up with them, but let's go through how it is now, and hopefully you can extrapolate that as the IRS comes up with different new ideas, as they always do. We used to fill out an SS-4 and then send that in by mail, and they would mail us back an EIN number or an employer identification number. Then it got to the point where you could actually call and they would ask you the questions on the SS-4 over the telephone. You had to have the SS-4 filled out before you made the telephone call because they wanted those answers in rapid succession. And it really helped to have the SS-4 filled out prior to making the phone call. On the phone, they would actually give you the EIN number. You would write it on the top of the SS-4 that you had filled out as your sample form. Then you would file it in your paperwork, and you had your SS-4 and the EIN number written on it. Then you could go down and you could open up your bank accounts and you could do whatever you wanted to do. Now, if you call a phone number, they say, nah, we have you do it online. So you're going to go to irs.gov, and you're going to type in the little search box, EIN. It will come up, and there will be an option to apply for your EIN. On the introductory page, you might note that this website is set up currently anyway, so that you get kicked out and you lose everything if you take 15 minutes in answering a question or you have a lull of 15 minutes. So it's a good idea probably to print out an SS-4 form. And you can find it, type in SS-4 at the IRS, and it will kick that form up to you. That's basically the information that they're going to want on this website. Now, it isn't in the right order. I understand that. So we're going to have to play it a little bit by ear. First of all, they ask you what type of business or legal structure you are. Well, legally, in this case, we're going to choose an LLC because this is the LLC wizard, right? The next page asks you what your legal structure is. Well, legally, we're going to be an LLC. Has nothing to do with taxation. They're asking the legal question. And you filed articles of organization, not articles of incorporation. In fact, there's one place there where it says, I have not filed articles of incorporation. I am not a corporation. That is true. Then they're going to ask you for how many members you have. One member, two members, 10 members. It doesn't really matter. Well, actually, to the IRS, it does matter, because they are going to fine you later on, and we've discussed this. If you don't file your taxes, you get hit with $195, current price anyway, per month, per member, for each month that you do not file your taxes timely if you file as an S corporation or a C corporation. Then they ask you which state you've formed your LLC in. That's easy. They're actually asking where it's physically located. That is the state where it's filed. You might know that this website is going to use Boolean logic. Basically, what it's going to do is it's going to branch down through a tree. If you say it's single member, then you're going to get the next option, which says, okay, do you want to just file with your 1040 form? Or are you going to be a corporation? Do you want to be a C corporation or an S corporation? You choose. If you say you're going to be a multiple member LLC, then it's going to go down another branch And it's going to say, okay, are you a partnership? Are you an S corp? Are you a C corp? What are you? Now, remember, this is only for taxation purposes because legally you're an LLC. The IRS doesn't care. They want to know what you are in their eyes. And then you're going to come to a question of why you're getting the EIN number. And as you process through this website, they're going to ask you all these questions, and ultimately they're going to give you an EIN number. I'm going to go through an SS4 for you because where we're going down different branches, I don't know where you're going. The information on the SS4, although it is not now used, actually the information is going to be used in order to have you answer these questions on the website. So let me go through the SS4 for you, and then you can just extrapolate those answers into the website. Technically, you can fill out the SS4 and still mail it in, but they want you to do it online. So let's go through the SS4. The legal name of the entity is obvious. That's the name that you have for your LLC. And don't forget that the name of your LLC has to include the letters LLC, words limited liability company, L period, C period, LTD company, something like that, to signify that it is an LLC entity. The trade name of the business, you probably won't have one unless you are operating as a DBA under some other LLC. It asks for an executor, administrator, trustee. You're just going to leave that one blank. You don't have one of those guys. That's for a trust after the individual has died and the trust has become an irrevocable trust. We'll talk about irrevocable trusts and revocable trusts in another series that I have for you. The mailing address, use your registered representative's address. You'll note that it actually asks for two addresses. One of them, you can have a post box. The other one has to be a street address. That would be your registered agent's address. And in most cases, you're going to have the same address in both of those slots. And by the way, when I say registered agent, I'm assuming that you are the registered agent. It's your home address, the office address. If you're in Nevada, you don't want your SS4 stuff, your IRS stuff going to the Nevada guy. You want it to come to you. So put your office, your home, wherever you want it, whether or not that's actually the registered agent. But usually you're the registered agent. Send it to the same address that you would send your registered agent stuff to. It asks for the county or state where the business is located. You're going to put the state where your LLC is located. That may or may not be the state where you are resident. We talked about which state to choose a little earlier. I'm still going to go through a few of the elements on the website because they can be a little confusing and they're kind of not direct related to the SS4 application. For example, when it says responsible party, it's got an individual or an existing business. Now, you're going to own your membership interests in your living revocable trusts, but you're still the individual, the responsible party. Even though under existing business, if you click on that, it says the word trust. Well, you can operate a business as a trust. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a living revocable trust, and it is not a business. And frankly, they haven't asked who the member is yet. So they don't care if it's you or a trust. You are the responsible party. It is your Social Security number if you're sole proprietorship. Now, you might note that if you're applying for one of the cell LLCs under a series LLC concept, then the mommy LLC, the principal LLC, would be an existing business. So that's probably where you're going to find the existing business application in what you're doing. And by the way, it keeps talking about an SSN or an ITIN. The Social Security number is going to be for people who are in the United States. The individual tax identification number is going to be for folks who aren't actually citizens of the United States or have work permits here, that sort of thing. They don't have a Social Security number, but they want to set up an LLC in the States. So when the Canadians come down, they set up an LLC to buy real estate in the United States, you're going to have the individual tax identification number, not a Social Security number. Name of the responsible party, that's going to be you. You're probably going to be the sole member and the manager of your LLC, so you're the principal guy. And it wants your Social Security number. Go ahead, give them your Social Security number. Trust me, the IRS already has that one. Then it asks if the entity is an LLC, and you're going to obviously check the box yes. If it is an LLC, they want to know the number of the members in your LLC. Now, you can change the number of members later, but you do have to notify the state and amend your articles of organization, as you might remember. And by the way, this also tells the IRS if there's only one member, you can't be taxed as a partnership. Your LLC is obviously going to be organized in the United States, so when it asks you that question, just check the box, yes. If you are an LLC, then you have the option of being taxed a number of different ways. We've alluded to that. You can be taxed as a sole proprietorship, in which case you're going to put your Social Security number down, and you are going to file taxes, your 1040. You're going to file Schedule C, Schedule E, or Schedule F. If you are a partnership, obviously the LLC has to have more than one member because there has to be partners. So you can check the box and be taxed as a partnership if you have a multiple member LLC. And by the way, if you are in a community property state, remember that the husband and wife are going to be considered one member, so you would not have that option if the second member is your spouse. In most situations, I'm probably going to recommend that you check the box corporation. And it asks for the form number to be filed. What they're asking is, do you want it to be a C corporation or an S corporation? In almost every situation, I think you're going to want to be an S corporation. You want the advantages of the pass-through. You want to be able to get the distribution that we talked about. There are just a number of advantages to being an S corporation for a small business over being a C corporation. If you're going to be taxed as an S corporation, you're going to file 1120S. So that would be the form number that's going to be filed. Now we're going to note here that if you are checking the box that you're going to be filed as a corporation, there are two other forms that you're going to have to file. If it's a C corporation, an 8832. If you want to be taxed as an S corporation, then you need to file a 2553. We're going to talk about each one of those forms here in a minute. There are a lot of other taxation options on the SS4. You're going to ignore all the rest of those. The question then asks, if you are a corporation, where were you incorporated? You're going to ignore that. You're not a corporation. You are a limited liability company. You are only being taxed as a corporation.